This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. All right, so you're Lindsay Lohan, and you've been arrested again. Now, what do you do? Well, one of your first phone calls is probably to my next guest, the same guy who gets calls from people like rappers like Ja Rule and DMX. Or you remember that guy from the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was busted for sexually harassing a maid in a hotel? Yeah, he called my next guest as well. His name is Ira Judelson. He's known as the bail bondsman to the stars, and he writes about his life and his profession in a new book called The Fixer. Ira, welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. If I'm in that situation, do I need a bail bondsman or a lawyer first?
You always find your bondsman. As I said in my book a long time ago, I dealt with the late Johnny Cochran right after he was working on the O.J. trial. He stopped practicing for a while and lent his name to some different firms all over the country. And Johnny got me on a phone, I believe it was early, late 90s. I would say probably 1999, around then. And we were trying to get a defendant out of jail, and the defendant kept saying, "Johnny, just tell him I'm good for it. I'm good for it. You know, you're the best." He says, "I might be the best, but only the bondsman's getting you out. I'm not getting you out. The bondsman's getting you out."
Uh-huh.
I think the first call should always be to the bondsman.
Explain for people who have never been in jail or even been arrested how bail bonds work.
Basically what it happens, I am like a legal loan shark. I lend money to people at a rate to get them out. So I put up a bond to secure their appearance in court. I take collateral to ensure the court that the defendant's going to come back. I monitor the defendant. I usually deal most of the time with the families, friends, and loved ones of the defendant, and they come into my office or make a phone call, and I arrange the bond, and I go place it.
So somebody gets arrested and goes to jail, and the judge is going to throw them in jail unless they can put up $10,000 bail. They come to you, and you...
I put up the bond, and I take some collateral, whether it be real estate or jewelry or whatever I decide to take, and I put up the bond, which acts as real cash to the court.
And you have to kick the $10,000 into the court and don't get it back unless that person shows up. So when you say you then monitor people, are you putting, like, ankle bracelets on people?
I've put ankle bracelets on a lot of my defendants. I make them check in periodically with me once a week in person, sometimes a little bit more than that, depending on the case. And we make sure that they sign their card, and we check on a computer to make sure the next court dates. So that's how we monitor it.
Do you always get your money back?
No, of course not. No, that'd be a lie. This business is a lot of sleepless nights. I put a lot of money out there on the street in different courthouses. So in a lot of cases could last somewhere up to 3-4 years.
So,
and, you know, those cases kick over. So, you know, there's people that jump bail on me. The national rate of bail jumping is about 6%. I try to keep my rate under 2%.
When somebody does jump bail, are you making calls to bounty hunters, or do you actually have people already on your staff?
Well, what I do is I tie them up as best as I can legally. But I do have bounty hunters. Unfortunately, one of my bounty hunters recently passed away. So I have a couple other different people. I have some good relationships with U.S. Marshals who I work with over the time to time that have helped me, and, you know, we work hand-in-hand together if they need somebody and I need somebody. But in the beginning of my career, I did bounty on my own in the beginning, and that didn't work out. My wife turned around to me after a very tough altercation one night and said, "I didn't sign up for this. This is not what I'm looking for." So now we kind of farm it out a little bit.
I mentioned some of the famous people who you have provided bond for, Lindsay Lohan probably being amongst the most famous. Tell me about how you get involved with somebody like that.
Well, most of my business is predicated off of private attorneys. I deal with the best of the best in the country, especially here in New York. You know, Murray Richmond, Gerard Shargel, Ben Brofman, Joe Tacopina, Lawrence DeGenestante, some of the big ones out there. And they call me because, you know, when someone gets arrested, a celebrity, a rap star, politician, athlete, you know, the biggest thing they need to do is make sure that that person is as quickly out of jail as possible. And I start my action right away. With Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I got called at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. And right away, I got to be honest with you, and I'll tell the nation, I didn't know what the IMF meant. I thought it was a bowling league. And I right away started doing my homework and putting it together and, you know, working with his beautiful, lovely wife. And, you know, within a couple of days after some craziness here in the courthouses, we ended up getting him out the door. And that's the same thing with, you know, with Plaxico Burress, same thing with Cat Williams. You know, Cat had to get to Carnegie Hall that night to do a live performance, and we had to get Cat out the door, and we got him out the door. And, you know, I've built good relationships with some of the people, some of the stars I've dealt with. I have a very good relationship with Ja Rule. He's bouncing back. He's doing phenomenal, and his career is going to take off again. I tried to help DMX the best I can, you know, in his struggles, and he ended up, you know, doing okay. I saw he had a reality show for a little while, and I hope he gets back into his career. And these are the people that, you know, I believe in and trust.
As I recall, the bail for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the guy from the International Monetary Fund, was $5 million. Is that true?
That is true.
Is that the biggest bail ever?
Yeah, that was one of the largest commercial bails in state history, yes.
So you had to come up with $5
million? Yes, I partnered up with my insurance company, and we put the bond together, and we got Dominique out, and, you know, we helped him with his house arrest, and, you know, and everything to get him back and forth to court.
Now, this is interesting because it sounds to me like you want to be friendly with these people, and you certainly want to be friendly with the attorneys who are going to keep bringing you the business, but they want their bail to be as low as possible. You, as the person who's putting up the money and making a fee based on how big the bail is, you probably want the bail to be as high as possible.
Well, listen, I mean, the attorneys do the best they can to help their client out and get the bail at a very low number. Obviously, it's always up to the judge's discretion and the DA's discretion. I have great relationships on both sides. I respect the criminal justice system. I respect a lot of the judges I do business with, and also with a lot of the DAs I do business with. But, you know, I if the bail's a good bail, I got a family to feed. So, you know, I'll never turn anything down.
You also have a website called jammedup.com where people can go to get advice and references, referrals to various people who will help them out. But my favorite part of your book, Ira, is a section in the middle on page 125 where you basically do the do's and don'ts of what to do when you get busted. And I'm curious if you would share with my audience some of the biggest mistakes people make. And I'm not talking about big stars. I'm talking about your average Joe or Jane.
Well, you know, that's a great question, Paul. The average Joe or Jane is my client. That's my day-to-day bread and butter. And Jammed Up is an online legal web service, plus it's going to be a mobile app within the next couple of weeks, which we'll be rolling out. And it's for any criminal, civil attorneys, bail bondsmen, private investigators, any legal expert. We want them to go and sign up on this. It's free right now. And it's a great thing because it goes back to page 125. When people don't understand what to do and they get jammed up, which everybody in America in their household could get jammed up for anything from a parking ticket to a moving violation to a serious crime to immigration to needing a private investigator or a bail bondsman, even a legal expert such as a handwriting specialist. You never know what to do. And in 125, it gives them tips as far as what to do. And one of the things is you don't hang around with garbage. You try to put positive people around you, and that will put you in good light. Another thing, always make sure your license is up to date. You never know when it's suspended. All of a sudden you're driving and you had a parking ticket 3 years ago in New Jersey or Connecticut or wherever, and you didn't pay it. DWI, I always, you know, I believe personally is you never blow. Yeah, when I say blow into the stick. You know, another thing is always lawyer up. Keep your mouth shut. Don't talk. Everything is held against you. It's incriminating.
I want to ask you about one of them, though. You say don't accept food or drink when you're in custody. Why?
I had a client years ago that they walked in and they said, "You want something to drink?" They brought him a Diet Coke, and he drank the Diet Coke, and they talked to him for 20 minutes, and he walked out the door, and he had no idea that they were looking at him for a burglary, and his DNA was on the Coke. And they took the DNA off of the fingerprints of the Coke can, and he was picked up probably about 2-3 months later for a string of burglaries. And they brought him in on something totally different. So, you know, you never know the tricks of the trade. I know law enforcement always doing their job, but you got to be smart. And, you know, people do get jammed up all the time. even in civil litigations. And I always tell you, find the right people around you.
Yep, and one of those people should be a good bail bondsman. Even if you don't know one, you're going to get to know one somewhere along the way. And if you knew this guy, he would he'd be there to help you out. I mean, if he can write a $5 million check, that's the kind of guy you want to know. The book is called The Fixer, Any Jail, Any Court, Anytime, The Notorious Life of a Front Page Bail Bondsman. Ira Judelson, thanks for joining me today.
Paul, thank you very much.
Paul Harris. America, we